Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Medicine on Call. This is Dr. Elena George, and I want to welcome you today. I have a special guest, Mr. John Kaysen. He is the CEO and founder of MD Spark. And what I wanted Mr. Kaysen to come on the show for is because I wanted people to know that you have options outside of, you know, the status quo. We talk about it pretty much every week, about taking your power back, about the problems in our healthcare system, but the positive that you don't have to just take it. You don't have to be a victim. You can take your power back. And part of that is knowing that you have the power of the purse. Patients, if they really knew and took advantage of their power to be medical consumers, healthcare consumers, then they would actually have a much cheaper, much better experience in our healthcare system. And what Mr. Kaysen is doing is he's providing that link or that bridge between the doctor who's willing and able, like myself, to offer price transparency, innovation, patient-centered care, and putting that doctor out there. I mean, we don't have money generally to do huge glossy campaigns, but with this company, it becomes the bridge and the resource to get our word out there so that patients know and can choose. And Mr. Kaysen, I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's start off by tell me a little bit about yourself and how you started. What gave you the idea to start this?
Well, first of all, I'm English. You can tell from the accent, but I am learning Southern. So that dog don't hunt, I'm learning. And that brought me to the States. And we always look at putting the user in the center of something. The consolidated or owned WebMD with Jeff Arnold and Reggie Bradford and the guys, and they'd invested heavily in that company. And again, those guys put the user in the center of healthcare information for the first time. Out of that company also span out a company that put the user in the center of finance. You know, you can get all your bank accounts and credit card information online today, but if you go to the first one like Bank of America and then Citibank and then Chase, by the time you've done those three, you've actually forgotten how much is in your first bank. So we created an aggregator that aggregated all your bank accounts and credit cards and created a dashboard for you, basically putting you in the center of your finances. And we sold that successfully to a company called Yodlee. Progressing that, if you looked at Life Health in the early days, it was horrible. The call centers didn't know who you were, and you had a bad experience. So we patented rules engines that allowed the call centers to understand the user and user capability so that the user then got a better response. So moving fast forward, we created an aggregator for daily deals. You don't want a Groupon deal. What you want is pizza. You don't go down to Jacksonville and say, I'm going to stay in the Hilton Hotel. You go to an aggregator, Kayak or Hotels.com. And we built that. And in there were medical deals, offers from chiropractors or doctors. And we noticed over the last 3 years that those deals dried up. And the reason they dried up is it's illegal. So a Groupon deal works that a $100 restaurant deal discounts down to $50. The restaurant gets 25, Groupon get 25. And if you do that in the medical profession, it breaks stock law. It's fee splitting. So that's why all those deals disappeared on our network. So we started analyzing why that was. And there's three real key areas that are broken within the system. There's an industry issue. 43 insurance companies have dropped out of the exchange. It limits offers, increases price. We know that. And that's not a political statement. That's just what it is. The doctors have massive problems, and the patients have massive problems. Doctors have a range of problems ranging from no-shows. It can range from 12% up to 40% in urban areas. So in a day, 40% of that is dissipated. Secondly, there are quiet times in the day. The surgery's there, the doctors are there, but the patients aren't. How do you solve that problem for them? Getting paid is a big issue. From the insurance company side, that pay them on 90 days and may negotiate the price, to self-pay that may not pay them. So you've got a payment issue, and to solve that payment issue, you hire more staff to chase the bad debt. That circle is just a massive problem. I think the other thing is, we're technical people, we're not doctors. And we believe that doctors should focus on being doctors. We understand how to build sites and drive traffic to doctors. So that's just another circle of problems in the doctors. And then from the user viewpoint, you have zero idea how much a prescription, how much a procedure costs. Mm-hmm. You know, how much is an annual medical? How much is a flu shot? How much is these things that are out there? You've no idea. And so patients have no idea what it is. You've got 34 million uninsured. You've got millennials who are dropping out of the exchange, and the youth group we had, they take NyQuil when they're sick, and if they don't get better, what they do, they take more NyQuil. So you've got another problem within the user community. And if we could solve that, then we suddenly have a connection across the whole healthcare space. So MD Spark, starting with the doctor, does three things. We give them a directory structure free of charge for their practice and their doctors that will allow us to drive them to the top of the rankings when somebody's searching for a doctor. We drive the patients to this directory structure and back specifically to the doctor, so they're getting more people coming through. The second part of MD Spark for the doctor side is Inspire, and Inspire allows them to write articles or blogs regarding their specialist subject, and we help them do that so that it's correct for blogging rules, and then we distribute it through social media that allows people to read about the knowledge of these doctors and then drive people back to the doctors. And the final thing is Ignite. And what Ignite does is allows a doctor to put on a cash for care offer that says, this procedure should be $200. It's $100 if you pay cash. The patients then on the right-hand side of the equation can come to our site and search for bronchitis or flu or pink eye or annual medical or whatever they choose, and then they will be given a selection of offers that are available. And those offers, now we've created a clean pricing schedule. For the first time, people can see the prices of the procedures. They click on it and can find more about the doctor and can research it and can buy it there and then. So we take a credit card for them, the money's stored in escrow, the patient visits the doctor, and the doctor gets paid. So the patient gets a really good deal, and the doctor then gets paid in advance and starts a new process with a new patient.
That's so clean and so easy. It just boggles my mind that it's taken so long to get to this point, but thank goodness you're here. Now, on the flip side, as a, you know, a different way of asking this, what about people who are insured and they want to come and see you, but they have a deductible or a copay, and it's kind of hard to figure out what their cost is? Is it just an appointment vehicle for them? Like, they don't pay anything up front, you just help them make the appointment for the office?
No. So there's two doctors, and then there's two sorts of users. So let's consider a doctor that is offering an insured product. Mm-hmm. Then our target market is uninsured and millennials and the people with high deductibles.
Okay.
So as healthcare expenses have gone, people are taking high deductibles that hardly any of them reach. 97% of Americans never reach a $6,000 deductible. So it's wise buying that says, hey, I can put it on my deductible, but I'm never going to be able to get covered by the end. Mm-hmm. Or I can see what the price is on MD Spark to be able to see if it's, oh, I'm just going to pay cash for that. So, for example, you know, $50 for a chiropractic exam or $30 for a chiropractic exam, they can make a choice. The second set of doctors are the doctors that are not covered on insurance. It could be dental, it could be dermatology, it could be plastics, it could be chiro. And all those doctors can put offers on our site too, and that then it becomes for the whole of America that they can buy every aspect of medical care on this platform.
That's great. So you said it's nothing for the doctor. How much is it for the patient?
So the first part in form, which is allowing them this free directory structure, is free. The Inspire program allowing them to blog and write articles about their chosen subject to inform the patients at another level, mm-hmm, is all free. If the doctor wants to put deals on, as many deals as they like, on the site, we charge them a flat fee a month, a marketing fee of $150.
Okay.
There's a small third-party administration fee we charge the user, so if it's $100, we charge $110, and that covers escrow, and it covers credit card payments, etc.
Mm-hmm. So and it sounds very clean, and it's fair. These are not exorbitant prices. Certainly, as a physician, you would make your money back pretty quickly if you saw one or two, five, 10 patients or whatever. So
yeah, we think one patient on average will pay the cost of this. But the other thing is that we're technical people, so we understand how to drive users through the traffic. So people are being charged $500 to $1,000 a month to optimize their site, mm-hmm, and really not driving traffic at all. This is $150 and will drive significant traffic to them.
That's amazing, because I had a conversation with one of these companies that help you, build your reputation. And that's exactly what the discussion was. Oh, if you pay us, we can, somehow push your ranking up to the top, and it's not an ad way. I mean, it's all this technical stuff. The bottom line was, you're going to have to pay a significant amount of money for them to play around. This just seems a lot more, this is real. This is not somebody creating something. This is you and your words talking about your practice, and it's a human touch to this, which I think is really nice. I think it's authentic. And you've been around, we're going to take a break in a couple seconds, but I just want to backtrack a bit. How old is the company? How long have you been around?
Well, the Daily Deal company has been around for 6 years. We launched MD Spark in Charleston in November. We're now blowing through South Carolina and Georgia, California, Texas, and Florida as we gear up towards the end of the year to become US-wide. We also won Metro Health, a big hospital network up in Cleveland. So we're starting to look at hospital networks as well to offer this capability. And there's another product called RX Spark that is actually driving traffic to the doctor's surgeries as well, and we can cover that after the break.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take a break now. You're listening to Medicine on Call. Welcome back to Medicine on Call. We're speaking today with Mr. John Kaysen, the CEO, founder of SparkMD, a new an innovative company that is putting doctors and patients together and bypassing all of the fluff and the nonsense that seems to be out there. It's creating barriers for care. Now, before the break, we were talking about how the doctor would benefit from joining MD Spark. And you were about to talk about the prescription side, because that's the second most costly thing in our healthcare system. Writing a prescription and having the patient call you back and saying that they can't afford it. And you say you have a solution for that. So tell us about that.
It's surprising when we open the door into prescription medicine how badly people are informed. Let me give you an example. If you take Lipitor as an example and you put a zip code in, Lipitor is $163. to purchase list price. And if you've got five pharmacies in front of you, the prices can vary between $10 for that drug to $90 for that drug. And you don't know. As a patient, you have no idea. You go, I'm going to shop at CVS. I'm going to shop at Walmart or Walgreens. Whatever you choose, you go to where you feel comfortable about handing that prescription over to get that drug. And next door could be $10. And so we were approached by a company, a PBM, a pharmacy benefit management company, that really is the back end of all prescription, discount prescription cards. Because of our MD Spark product and because of our route to market is with partners with very large data who benefit from marketing MD Spark to their users, which drives traffic to the doctors. And they like that. So we built RX Spark. And RX Spark is all free. You go to the site, you put in the drugs that you want, you put in your zip, and it shows you exactly the price from $11 for Lipitor right through to $80, $90 at the store next door. You choose the way you'd like to have that prescription fulfilled, press the button, and it creates a coupon for you. But more importantly than that, it's going to be a platform that allows all products to be available through the same platform. So first of all, every time a user buys a prescription, they earn reward points. We're the first to market with a reward program for purchasing prescriptions through with our card. The users share that product, our RX Spark product, with their friends on Facebook saying, hey, you know, it's 80% off, up to 80% off discount off prescription medicine available in 67,000 pharmacies. Those users and friends are connected. When the friends buy a prescription, we reward the user with points. And that network allows all those people who join RX Spark to be given MD Spark, which drives users back to the doctor. So it's a really good leverage. RX Spark is across the US now. We're booking thousands of scripts a day through our platform. And every one of those gets the opportunity to see MD Spark. So the two things are connected. But at the end, it's no different than WebMD or account aggregation. The idea is we're putting the user right in the center of healthcare so he or she can make the right choice on the prices they want to pay for a procedure, because it's now clearly priced. And they're getting the right price for prescriptions, which can save them thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I'm online now looking at it, and I just put in metformin in my zip code, and I'm seeing a price of $4 for $5.59. I mean, you wouldn't even know this if you use your insurance card. You just plop down your insurance copay or whatever that is. It could be double or triple what you'd be paying. This is awesome. And when you get the free coupon, you actually have to pay at the site that you go to, correct? You're not prepaying online, are you?
No, we are. Today, it's you get a card, you can print it off, or you can put it on your phone or text it to you, and it's done. You can get a card that will give you that 8% discount at your pharmacy, but you don't know the pharmacy at that point. So it's better to use the app to try and find the right pharmacy to walk that prescription to. We are moving to also offer a prepaid model. So if people would like to prepay to guarantee that price, that will be coming. Okay. And there's other things coming as well. Again, putting the user in the center of something is our raison d'etre. There are rebates from manufacturers available all the time, but never benefit the patient today. A rebate, say, for example, on Viagra from Pfizer, there may be a $50 rebate, but the insurance companies receive that rebate. Going forward, by the end of the year, we're working with our PBM to allow the user to get that benefit directly.
Wow. That's weird.
So you'll come on site, you'll see the price at the pharmacy of $200 or $180 or $220 from different pharmacies for Viagra, and the $50 rebate will be done at that stage, and you'll take the coupon in for 150, for example. Mm-hmm. So there's just a lot of things happening in the space regarding this that allows users to get the best price for not only the pharmaceutical products, but also vitamins and supplements and so forth will be coming on the site to round off this capability so the user gets the best price.
So you're also going to do non-prescription drugs then as well. When you say vitamins, that's awesome. They never get covered for anything usually.
That's right. And there's small margins to be made on that. There's also what we call DME products, durable medical equipment products. There are diabetic products that we're working with now. So if you're looking for a diabetic drug, you're going to be offered, not today, but in the next 3 months, you're going to be offered. People who looked at this also reviewed this. And again, hopefully it becomes a place for users to start to understand more about the costs and make sure they budgeting correctly for all of their pharmaceutical and healthcare needs.
Now, for you and I are speaking a little bit of shorthand, and if you can, I want you to explain to my listeners what a pharmacy benefit management company is, because I'm not sure they really understand that thing, entity.
Okay, so we work with a great pharmaceutical benefit management company called MedImpact out of San Diego. And their job is to negotiate the price between the pharmaceutical manufacturers and the pharmacies. So they then make sure the prices are correct, that the pharmaceutical manufacturers are making the correct amount of margin and the pharmacies are making the correct amount of margin so that their business can run. And we work with the pharmacy benefit management company to allow us to share and show those prices, what the pharmacies are offering into the marketplace today.
You know what strikes me when you describe what it's supposed to be? Why on earth are the medical insurance companies in this hunt? They shouldn't be involved with this at all, should they? It sounds weird to me that they're taking money from the actual patient.
Yes, they have to make a margin to be in business, and they're making a cut over in the middle of all of that. We're trying to do now is just bring cut out the middlemen, but people who short, underinsured, or millennials who are getting out of that into the space where they can clearly see for the first time prices that are clean to be able to go, I want to pay for that, and I want to pay that for my prescription. Avoiding prescriptions, so you know, the number of prescriptions not picked up is amazing. There's a company that destroys $15 billion worth of drugs a year, the prescriptions that have not been collected at the pharmacy. The numbers are just outrageous because you go to the doctor, you get a prescription, you're not dying, and you have no idea how much the prescription costs, but you assume the worst, and you just don't bother.
Yeah.
Which means they're not getting better. They go from chronic care to worse, whereas if we can show them that it's actually only $11 for their drugs rather than $100, they may take those drugs and get better. So it's a health issue for us as well that pulls all those things together.
A quick question about the drugs on the PBM. You're talking about brand name as well as generic, correct?
Or is absolutely.
Okay, just brand checking.
Name. Prescription drug is on this list.
Okay. That's good to know, because some of them just do generics, and you know, if you have something that isn't generic, it limits what the patient can do. So this is really, you know, you are a revolutionary, I have to say. And I would think that you must be growing by leaps and bounds. As soon as people know what this is, they want to jump on board, I would think.
Yes, it's just about getting the knowledge out to people. Others with very big reach who can tell patients about this. Patients tell their friends. There's no hidden numbers in there. It's all very, very clean for people finally to see what healthcare can cost.
And when you talk about all the healthcare dollars that are spent and the cost of healthcare, you know, one of the things that people don't know, the doctor is like 7 cents of the healthcare dollar, and the rest is all of this generated, created cost. You're actually going to bring down that 93% of the huge inflated you know, fake healthcare charges. You're in the middle, you're in the process, I should say, of making them honest, because people actually have a real apples to apples comparison, or they'll be able to compare where they never had that power before. That's how I see it. Is that a good way to look at it?
It also matters to...
Oh, you're breaking up a little bit.
And people are healthy.
Can you repeat that? Because you broke up.
Helping doctors instead of actually chasing death and sitting there when nothing happened and sitting there when no shows are, is doing what they're really good at, mm-hmm. which is giving healthcare and getting people who are poorly to get better.
That's what it should be about. You know, I've had a conversation with colleagues about why the morale is so low amongst physicians, and you just nailed it. It's not being able to just do what you love to do. You've had all these other things that seem to have inserted themselves, and they're all against the doctor-patient relationship, and they're all about separating us and making us adversaries, and it's not conducive to health at all. This is
exactly right.
This is awesome. This is an ammunition that doctors can actually use and afford to use, and patients, and we can take our power back. And on that positive note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare. But for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. This is Dr. Elena George from Medicine on Call, and I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative allowed under Obamacare, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. And with a maximum of $500 out-of-pocket per person and 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, you can rest assured knowing you and your family are protected. Coverage starts as low as $107 per month and also includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Liberty HealthShare puts you back in charge of your health. Visit them online at libertyoncall.org. Again, for a true affordable alternative to Obamacare, visit libertyoncall.org or call toll-free 1-800-714-6993 today.
Welcome back to Medicine on Call. We're having a very important conversation with Mr. John Kaysen, the CEO and founder of SparkMD, who I think is, you know, you're creating a revolution. You just need to have the people to know about you. And I was talking to my producer in the break. You know, I can't wait to get off the show so I can sign up for this, because this is something that, as a solo practitioner, I've been looking for. I mean, our reach... I feel like my office is the best kept secret, because I offer things and I just can't get my voice out there, what my services are. And this is such an efficient way to do that. And I want to, you know, for those of us, the independent doctors, the 30% that's left out there that's doing our own thing, you mentioned it at the beginning, but I want to walk through this a little bit in more detail, because I'm very interested. When you join SparkMD, when you put your practice on there, you're talking about being able to drive business. This is something that's revolutionary, really, because nobody does that. I mean, I'm on a lot of sites and, you know, people leave their feedback, et cetera, but there's nobody marketing my practice, not in the way that you just described. So can you drill down on that just a little bit? How would I see, when I join, what am I looking for? What are you doing to make my practice stand out? I guess that's the best way for me to put it.
So, with cards on the table, when we look at a doctor's site and we look at them, they are pretty good on the information side, mm-hmm. For the patient. But Google and Bing and the internet doesn't see that. They see ones and zeros. They see the connectivity that says this is what this site does. And normally, that side of the practice is just very, very poor. And there's no real time to go through 2.4 million doctor sites in the US and explain to them how to fix their own sites. So the best way is to create a very sophisticated directory structure that allows us to take good information from you regarding you, the practice, the location, your specialties, and for us to make that perfect on the internet with keywords and meta tags, contextual content and structured code and HTTPS sites, secure sites. You wrap all of that together for every directory structure, then that will drive those directories to the top of the ranking. The Inspire for doctors allows them to blog, but again, doctors are healers. They're not technical people from our side. You wouldn't want me to do a procedure. I can trust me, you wouldn't do that. But the other side says we can take the content that you do and correctly align that to be correct for the internet with the right number of links and the right number of images and the right number of hashtags. We then take that and distribute that correctly through all the social media channels. But the core difference, again, is it's not to the benefit of us that we do that. It's the benefit of the doctor's practice, because we drive, they come to the directory, they come to the blog, they come to the social media, and on there is your website. So we're driving traffic basically through the back door into your practice. So it's just using a balance of skills.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors can do what doctors are good at, allowing us to do what we're good at. So those two really are a means to an end. It helps us by offering that capability. Then doctors across the country will then be able to see there is an Ignite product, and if they would like more traffic above what they're getting and they'd like to offer cash for care and get paid up front, then they can use Ignite. So this is a very, very simple way of offering something genuinely to the healthcare space,
mm-hmm.
but eventually we'll get them to see a product that they can purchase.
Now, with the third party, just, you know, nuts and bolts as a business owner, how long does it take for, after the patient pays, before you see your payment? And what if they don't show up for their appointment? What happens logistically then?
So there's two sides of that. The first side is you get paid that day. You have, the patient has a coupon, he brings a coupon in, you have the procedure, you put the coupon code into our system, and you're paid by EFT that day. If the patient doesn't show, and it'd be a very limited number, because you don't normally not show for something you paid for.
Mm-hmm.
You may not show for something you've not paid for, but you very rarely will not show for something you paid for. Then that's down to you and the patient. If you want to charge the patient for that, that's a separate issue.
Okay. That's pretty straightforward. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We hold the money, so the patient normally will visit the doctor within 2 to 5 days. We hold the money for 30 days in escrow, and after 30 days we transfer it to the doctor anyway, because then the doctor can communicate with the patient and say when he's going to come in, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sounds awesome. And there's no restriction. Is it specialist, family practice, anybody, any specialty can join?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in terms of your strategy of growing through the, you know, becoming nationwide, you said you see yourself nationwide by the end of the year? What's your time frame?
So RxSpark is nationwide today. It's in every city in the States. Again, those users will benefit from the RxSpark.com capability. And as we build out from Charleston, where we're working with doctors in Charleston and hospital groups in Charleston, we're moving through the whole of South Carolina now, Georgia, California, Texas, and Florida. And once those are done, which will be done in the next 2 months, then we will tackle all of the other states and pull all the doctor's sites on and then let them know that they can claim their site.
But it's live. Let's in Georgia, for example. Once you sign up, you're live, correct? You don't have to wait for you.
No, if you wanted to join in Georgia next week, you could come claim your site in Georgia, update your content in a very easy-to-use wizard, add your photograph on, have your practice logo on, add your website on, etc. And the more content you have on the site, the better it is in the rankings anyway, on our site and on the internet. So we will then take that content and allow Google robots to crawl to drive you up the rankings.
Now, you know, this for us as an independent, on the independent physician side, our, you know, nemesis really has been the hospital systems because we're the competition. Are you getting any pushback from, or is there any, are they going to be incorporated in the system, or is it really just for independent, freestanding, small healthcare organizations?
It's everyone. So if you look at Metro Health in Cleveland, and they have 1,000 doctors, and they are acquiring to come back within that portfolio. So the all relevant doctors who offer. I think predominantly it's going to be the local independent pharmacies that will take most advantage of this to start with. But eventually the hospital groups will start taking this on because it allows them to, again, clean up their budget on the one side and drive traffic to them on the other.
And from a, not a stark standpoint, but if you do take insurance, for example, and you have a self-pay or cash-pay price to it, is there any contraindication? I'm sure there isn't because you wouldn't be offering it, but just for those people out there who are reticent to put a price online when they do also have an insurance base to their practice, is there anything that they should be concerned about?
No, it's part of the Affordable Care Act. They're allowed to put prices on for cash onto patients, so it's covered within the Affordable Care Act.
Okay, well, that's good to know that it's codified, so that's not going to be an issue at all. You know, is there anything that, you know, you want? I mean, this is a passion, I'm sure, for you, but what is it that you want? What's your ultimate goal here? What are you trying to do? Change the healthcare delivery system? You know, bring down price? What's the ultimate goal of this?
The ultimate goal is to have doctors to the top of the rankings and driving traffic to solve the problem inside the doctor's office. For patients to be able to pay for healthcare and keep healthy rather than avoid the doctor and avoid getting prescriptions. And if we can solve those two problems by showing clarity of price on the one side and driving patients to the doctors because it's an open market now, fantastic.
Well, to me, that's a very, it's aligned with what doctors are, being a doctor is all about. And it's not what the people, the naysayers say. It's not about making money. It's actually about helping patients. And in this environment, and I love that because you just spoke what every doctor really feels and what patients don't know that we feel. We've been, you know, I guess we've been defined by a system that's trying to make us the bully, the bad guy, the person that's causing all the costs to go up, and we really don't want that. And I think this is a way for doctors to take their voice back. And I have to say, I'm very impressed with your product and you, because what you just said means that you guys are in it for the same reason we are. It's you're with us, you're fighting with us to make it better, not to monetize us, which I think has been another issue that doctors have been facing and patients.
I think it's gouging. You know, so everywhere you look, doctors are getting gouged, patients are getting gouged. This is just a clarity of model. Very open, very clean, respective of how everything works for doctors and patients.
It is. And it gets rid of the middleman that's very, it's opaque. With the middle, the entity that inserts itself, whether that be the insurance model, the old pharmacy benefit management model, because I think that's a very unusual pharmacy benefit management company that is not trying to make a product or make a money or change the formulary this month for the benefit of X, Y, and Z. It's just straight out there. And when at this point, I don't know if you can tell me, but how many patients do you have in your system?
Well, thousands on the RX Spark side and thousands again on the MD Spark in Charleston. We're still very new, so we need to get more doctors in Charleston, hence going to the whole of South Carolina to drive that. So RX Spark is doing considerably well, and they only launched 3 weeks ago. But again, not many patients yet, but again, that's why we're trying to get the word out by getting the doctors out and getting the patients out.
Well, actually, my producer just had a question. What happens, or how would this work if our medical system runs towards single payer or a socialized platform, which I think is a possibility? Would that affect this in any way?
No. Again, from the doctor's side, they're going to need to be promoted, so Inform Inspire sets those. And if there's a single payer on the one side, they'll still be able to offer cash for care prices across the whole spectrum.
Okay, so as long as they don't outlaw cash for service, we're good to go.
Well, that's right. I don't think there's no reason they wouldn't do it. It's very un-American to do that, so I'm not too sure if they want to go down that road.
I absolutely agree with that. On that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Medicine on Call. Welcome back to Medicine on Call. We're having a really important conversation with Mr. John Kaysen, the CEO, founder of SparkMD, and also RX Spark, which is an excellent and cost-effective way to actually be able to get the medication that your doctor prescribed. Now, what came to me during the break, I had a quick question about people with Medicare, and the Medicare Part D specifically. Is that something that they can use to, if they went to RX Spark, or it's simply cash basis?
It is cash, but certain things aren't covered. All drugs are not covered on either insurance or Medicaid.
I'm sorry, you just went out. Can you repeat that?
Offer. Do you have an insurance card for drugs or Medicaid D? Some drugs may not be covered.
Okay. So this is their solution if they're not covered?
If they're not covered, or it may be cheaper. So
Okay. Take
the card in anyway and just say, which is the best price for me?
Okay. So it might actually save them money. Because they still have to pay out of, they have a Part D cash portion that they have to meet before the insurance, before Medicare kicks in, correct? Kind of like donut hole thing that they talk about.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Well, that's important.
A friend of mine is a Pope guy. He's got a great insurance. It's cheaper for him than to pay the copay.
You know, you're actually going in and out. Can you just repeat that? I lost some of what you were saying.
A friend of mine is a director of Coke. He's got a great insurance program. His copay is more expensive than buying it through RX Spark.
That's terrible. There's something wrong with that, isn't there?
Well, it's just this middleman, I guess. So
it is. Well, thank God you guys exist. But that's exactly the thing that people don't know. there's this mindset that if you have insurance, life is awesome and that you are well taken care of and it's just the best thing since sliced bread. And obviously, when you look at it the way you just described it, in the way I live it every day, insurance a lot of times makes it more expensive and more prohibitive to get the care that you want, which is counterintuitive since everybody thinks you have to have it. And it's actually more freeing not to have it and not to use it. Unless, of course, you have some sort of catastrophic thing, then I think that's where the value of it is. But it's not in the everyday. It really isn't.
Isn't it like car insurance? That if you have a really bad crash, then your car is covered. But if you have a puncture, you don't go and say, I'm going to claim a $1,000 deductible for a puncture worth $50.
That's a very good point. The only thing is, if you know what the cost is of fixing the puncture, and you don't know until now what the cost is of an office visit, of, you know, getting your tonsils removed, whatever the thing is, it's and you've been, you know, mind melded to think that it's going to be so expensive, it's going to bankrupt you no matter what it is. So you don't even think that you can ask, or you're too afraid to ask. You know, what you don't know kind of thing. That's the problem. And until patients know what the costs are, then they can't say in good faith, you're gouging me, I'm not paying it, or this is fair, meet it, or I go somewhere else. That's the power of this.
Well, it's also the power that's linked to how people are buying everything today.
Yeah.
You know, the millennials are coming through, the millennials are teaching the old ones are teaching everybody else, and they're going like, why do I buy it from here? Tell me what it's like. You know, what do I do? The research on the site. My wife buys things, but she's always checking research on the product and the company before we buy anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a natural extension. Why not healthcare? And if you think about Spark, you know, igniting the healthcare community on Rx, this is identical model for every other professional services company. So we own Canine Spark. So once we build MD Spark out for doctors and Rx Spark for prescriptions, Canine Spark is for vets, veterinarians, to be able to put deals on, sign up, and put deals on, and for patients to buy them. Motor deals, where there'll be deals for mechanics and so forth. So at the end, it's the same platform, identically, for any vertical that we want to go and play in. The end of the result is, you'll come to Spark, and you'll see, my ultimate person is the person with a car, who has a dog, who needs a prescription, and has been to the doctor.
That's a wraparound.
All open pricing.
Exactly. Well, let me, again, take another, you know, a question that I'm sure people are thinking about, and it's reasonable. How do you, or do you, vet the doctors that come on or sign up for the site?
Yes, there's a sign-up fee for the doctor to come on, and we verify that doctor at that moment in time with his coding and so forth, and making sure he's legal on the doctor's side. We're talking to grading companies that offer gradings for doctors, and we'll be bolting that into the system.
Mm-hmm.
There will be an offer included to allow them to schedule appointments within that system.
Oh, great.
But even better than that, right, when you've given the prescription to the doctor, at that moment in time, just like Uber, how was it for you? At that moment in time, you're giving really good feedback.
Oh, so they can, okay.
That loop will come back in as well.
So is that available yet, where they can write a blurb about their experience, or that's coming?
It's coming.
Okay.
But, you know, before the end of the year, that will be available, and we're just making sure we're correct with the partner we choose for the grading side. And then we will give them that live grading as well, and feedback to the doctor straight away. Because if there's a good review, he should know. If there's an issue, he should also know that, so they can go and fix that.
That's real time, and that's powerful. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know until something shows up written. So that's a really good way to actually help both the doctor and the patient. And it's all about
it. Could be
that.
Something in the reception area. It could
exactly.
be something done with. Something that went wrong somewhere else, and you're so busy doing what you do best that you don't actually see those sort of things. But the feedback is not meant to be negative, it's meant to improve.
Agreed. So, you know, we have about 5 minutes left or so. Tell us about the websites, give the contact information, because I want people to get there and know what they need to do patient and doctor-wise.
So the first thing is, RxSpark is across the U.S., so go to rxspark.com and put in a prescription, as many as you like, and have a look at the pricing and see what the variable is. Join, and then you will earn reward points when you're buying prescriptions and when your friends buy prescriptions, so tell all your friends. If you, on the MD Spark side, there is a site called mydoc.deals, mydoc.deals, and that's a demonstration site that allows you to put in things like bronchitis and search for that, and then see how the whole software works. We don't want people playing on the live site yet, so hence it's the demonstration site.
Okay. And from the doctor standpoint, once you go live, once you're in the MD Spark family, you mentioned that you help us craft our blogs in the sense of this, how we need to write it. Do we just write something and it's done for us, or is it a template that fills out as we're doing it?
There's two sides. The first side is you come on and say, hey, I want to write an article, and we'll guide you through that article. You know, as you're writing it, we will be modifying it, asking you to put keywords in and links in and so forth, and maybe an image, and then that's done. So process takes 5 minutes, 10 minutes to put an article together. We make sure it's correct, and then we do the distribution for you.
Okay.
The second side is that some doctors say, oh, I can't do that, and we will be offering a service for a small amount of dollars. We haven't worked that out yet. There's this, look, help you build your profile, and we'll help you do your blog, and we'll get your blog every month that we'll write, you sign off, and then it's done, which allows them to focus on them, their work, rather than their blogging. And doctors have asked us for that. We never thought of that until we were asked to do it. So we'll offer that as a service. Again, it won't be gouging. It's very, very simple, a cost model for a professional writer to write a blog rather than me or a doctor who's not a professional writer, but is signed off by the doctor before it goes out.
Sounds very easy. This whole thing just sounds so easy. It's like there's no work involved except the will and the, you know, the gumption to take control of your own, your office, your image, your business, right? That's really what it's coming down to.
I mean, my technical team gets slightly irritated with me because we simplify it down, because really it should be that simple for the doctor and it should be that simple for the patient, and it is. We describe it like the swan gliding across the lake, all nice and serene, but below it the legs are going at 900 miles an hour. So our software behind the scenes is doing the groundwork for getting the doctors to the top of the rankings, finding the prices, doing the points, all of those things is the heavy-duty lift behind our platform.
And not for a lot of money, I have to say. I mean, I've seen it on the opposite side where you try to do this through buying Google Adware, for example, you know, buying those, and it's just, you know, the click for ads or whatever that is. It's just so expensive, and it
PPC.
Really...
Yeah, it's not very, very expensive. And you know, then you're finding one patient, whereas if you do it correctly,
yep,
you're going to find thousands of patients in your local area.
But this is a no-brainer. You know,
cool.
In the last minute that we have, anything else you want to put out there for us?
I know. Please use the site and give us feedback on this. For things missing, or you like things, or you want new things, let us know. Group and can build things very, very quickly. And want feedback on from doctors and patients.
Well, you know, as I said, as soon as the show's over, I'm going to be online and signing up, and I'm going to be
cool.
Telling my colleagues about it, because you are the answer, honestly, to a lot of, we've been asking for this and we've been trying to do it on our own, and you've just pushed this forward and you've made it a turnkey, and I really appreciate you coming on the show, and it's a pleasure talking with you.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for listening to Medicine on Call.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.